Welcome to Equip, the podcast by Connection Church. My name is Jordan Thigpen, and today I'm joined by my three wonderful kids. Well, I'll let you guys introduce yourself, but this will be a little bit of a different episode. We're just going to have fun, and just from my kids' perspective, what is it like to, one, be in a family that is in ministry, but then just what are things like in our family? And let everyone get to hear a little bit of your voice today. Does that sound fun?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Okay. All right. Off to a good start. So, Keller, let's start with this. What's your name?
Keller.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Mickey Mouse.
Love that. Okay. Do you have a favorite sport?
Soccer.
Soccer? Man, you scored like a million goals this past year. You did so good.
Mm-hmm.
You look forward to playing again? Oh, yeah. How old are you? 4. That's right. Okay. All right, your turn, little lady. Tell everybody, say hello. My name is?
Hello. My name is Charlotte.
All right.
And my favorite movie is Toy Story.
Toy Story. Why?
I just like how they always like when Woody gets like stolen, they help him, or like when one of the toys gets stolen, they like to help each other.
I love that.
How they go on adventures.
They go on adventures. That's right. And how old are you?
6.
6. All right. And in March you'll be sorry, in yeah, in March. This month. Later this month.
I'll be 9.
No, 9.
I mean 7.
Yeah, 6 + 1 = 9, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally.
Okay, do you have a favorite book?
I have a favorite book. It's from the library.
What is it?
Stitch.
Yeah.
Stitch.
That's okay. Not so much?
Mm-mm.
Not so much. Okay.
I read a lot of books. I can't really think of all of them.
All right. Stay close to the mic.
Okay.
All right. Pretty girl.
My name is McClendon. My favorite movie is like mystery movies like Narnia, how I like figure out like where they're going and like where are we going to go? Why is there talking animals? And... all that kind of fun stuff.
You ever met a talking animal?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Champ thinks he can he?
Yeah. Champ's our dog, by the way. Uh-huh. But,
All right, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
And when's your birthday?
My birthday is September 25th.
September 25th. So you will be 10 in September.
Double digits.
All right. And what's your favorite sport?
Football, flag football.
Flag football. It's my little footballer. What is it, buddy?
Actually, my sport is.
Your favorite sport is what?
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay.
Even though you have not played
okay.
it.
Okay. Share with everyone what is your favorite memory? What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is I love Daddy.
You love Daddy. I'll take it. That's a great memory.
My favorite memory is when I was a baby, I used to lay on Daddy's chest and we would sleep together. But also my other favorite memory was I used to sleep on Daddy's chest and he would put Oreos on my butt and eat them off my butt.
She was like a newborn, yes.
Yeah.
I would put Oreos on your little diaper, glass of milk on your back and...
Yeah.
All right. Charlie, what's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory was when I was a little baby and y'all snuggled me.
Yeah. We still do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Wait.
Hold on. What's your favorite thing about Mommy?
I love you and Mama.
You love me and Mama. Well, we love you too, buddy. Charlotte, what's your favorite thing about Mommy?
My favorite thing about Mommy is how she gets to have some times with us and how she has some times with friends and you and grandparents and all that.
Yeah, that's fun.
My favorite thing about Mama is how much she like cares for us and cooks for us, and how we get to help out with that too.
She does a good job leading our home, doesn't she? That's right. I agree.
It's always dirty or clean whenever Daddy comes home from work.
Well, that's all it could be. So it's either going to be dirty or clean. Yeah. So, but either. Y'all do a good job helping keep it clean sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. So we play a game as a family, and really it's a game, but it's sort of a rhythm that we have. What are some of the things that we do? I'm going to see if you guys can tell what they are. What are some things that we do as a family consistently? What are some of our family rhythms?
Family meetings at dinner time. We like ask what made you laugh today? What made you sad today? Like our low and
yeah.
What did you learn today is my favorite one.
That was the main one that I wanted to share with people. That's something I think me and Mommy learned at some point that was a good way for us to, you know, because Daddy can get pretty focused on food when it gets dinner time. I'll just focus on the food and scarf it all down versus trying to focus during that time and have a fun conversation. And so
Did I get my thing?
Do you want to guess? What's your guess?
My favorite game is Hawk.
Hawk. Okay.
Like you call it chalk, like.
Oh, like chalk. Oh, yeah, chalk. You draw them with chalk. That's fun.
What? That's a chalk game.
Yeah. So we play a game where we have a family discussion. What's your high? What's your low? What something you learned today? So let's do this. What is something that has made you laugh today?
My favorite thing that makes me laugh today is looking at the Christmas trees and looking at the Christmas lights.
Where did you look at Christmas lights?
The puppy and Gracie's.
Today? Since you woke up, you've looked at Christmas lights with Poppy and Gracie?
Not with you. Not like with you.
Oh, okay.
When I was three.
When you were three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A year ago.
I like it. Okay, what has made you laugh today?
The upside down goggles. It's so funny to see Keller walk in the upside down goggles.
Keller was walking down the hallway earlier, and all I could hear was, upside down glasses coming through. Charlie, what made you laugh today?
That was what I was going to say.
Think of another one.
Getting to see everyone laugh and play and have so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So that's one of my favorite things that we do is that we have a family talk and we go through those questions. What made you laugh? What did you learn? What was your low? What's something you loved about today? Okay. Let me ask you this. In your own words, Keller, what is the gospel?
The gospel is Jesus loves us and I love y'all so much.
Oh, Jesus loves you and he loves us so much, or you love us so much. I love you too, buddy. Charlotte, in your own words, what is the gospel?
How he just makes me happy to know that the gospel helps me learn and grow and respect Jesus. Good.
Okay. All right. McLennan, what is the gospel?
The gospel is the four books in the beginning of the New Testament that help us understand the living of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. Those are the four gospels in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But actually, Keller was the closest in that answer. The gospel is the good news of God's love for us through Jesus, right? That's right. What we meant. Good job, buddy. Way to show them up.
Nice job, Keller.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Charlotte, we'll start with you. What is your favorite thing about church?
I get to learn about Jesus and know him better and feel him and know him and do all stuff like worship him and learn about him.
Good. I tell you, you blessed me yesterday. You wanted to stay for both KK services to go be with your friends and continue to learn about Jesus.
Adeline, also stayed in both services.
Do what? You normally do? You don't normally.
No, Adeline stayed in both
Adeline
services.
Adeline also stayed in both services. That's right. We love Adeline.
I know my KK service.
Okay.
I know.
What's your favorite thing about church?
My favorite thing is about church. I love Bailey and Kate.
You love Bailey and Kate? Shout out to Bailey and Kate. Wow. If that doesn't melt your heart.
Bailey, Kate is actually edits the podcast, so she's going to be really happy to hear that on the podcast.
Right. That's right. McClendon, what's your favorite thing about church?
My favorite thing about church, it's like seeing your friends and how they're in happy moods and sad moods, and you can cheer them up with your smile on your face, because we have 10 big rules. Like, one of the biggest rules that I think that are in my class is, it's actually
these are
the
like
most,
KK rules?
Yeah, it's like a KK rule, but it's like the number one rule is to smile. Smile.
I have another KK rule is to not throw toys, get on the stage. Like, and they have a rule, and if like
if you ain't first, you're last.
Fourth and fifth, you. If you're fourth and fifth, you can get on the stage, but the rest of the other ones have to get on the floor.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's the lit stuff.
It's the lit stuff?
Like the LIT lit leader, like the fourth.
Leader in training?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, very good. My favorite thing about church is the people. It's all of our friends. It's all of our all of y'all's friends that we get to see and enjoy. That's my favorite part about church.
Baptism is another one.
Baptisms, I love seeing those.
Good to see like different people, like people that we don't even know. We get to know them by them sharing their stories through baptisms.
Exactly. In a lot of ways, we get to become their friend. They get welcomed into our friendship and fellowship through baptism. I agree. Okay, let me ask you this. McClendon, I'll start with you. What is the best part about our family?
Best part about our family, I'm not going to judge anybody, but everybody has a unique ability to do stuff. Like, Keller, you are amazing at being silly and funny and all the different stuff. Charlotte, you are the most hilarious little girl I've ever met
in
my life. Yeah, not a girl.
You
I
are.
A girl.
Charlotte looked at me last night and said, it's a big belly you got there. Charlotte's always making us laugh.
Daddy, you have a unique ability to help us grow in a relationship with Jesus.
Well, thank you, baby.
You can help our friends and your friends when they are lost, like, and need help. Like, mm-hmm. Your coworkers, sometimes they lose their way and you draw them back.
If I've got lost coworkers, I'm in trouble. What?
But,
come on. All right, what's your favorite? Thank you, baby. That was very sweet. Very, very sweet. Keller, you got to stop touching the mic. What is the best part about our family?
My best part is about our family. I got a big belly here, and I got and I got a little honey.
Ahead. Okay. You're being a goofball. Charlotte, what is your favorite part about our family?
I like the rules we have in our family. How
Watch your head. Your favorite part of our family is our rules?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Let me ask you this. Keller, I'll start with you. What's something about our family that you would change?
My baby. I get it. My baby. Oh. Something about makes us change about. I want a baby brother.
You wish we had a baby brother? No, me too, buddy. That would be fun. How about Champ? Can Champ just be your baby brother?
If he would talk, then he'd kind of
speak. No, wait. I mean, like, a baby, like.
I know. You wish we had a baby, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sorry, buddy. You're going to be it. You're our little baby. You get to be the baby. All right. Charlotte, is there anything about our family that you wish you could change?
I wish I could change. Instead of us living in our house that we live in now, I wish we could live at the beach.
Live at the beach? Yeah. You think this church would send us to go plant a church at the beach?
That would be amazing.
I tell you what, it would be as expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tyler, you coming with us? Yeah, absolutely. That's funny, baby. That's good. You wish we lived at the beach. All right. Thank God we got grandparents that own property at the beach, right?
Oh, yeah. We have to rent it. And it's a big
no, we don't. No, we don't. All right. What? Go ahead. Hold on. What do you wish we could change about our family?
One thing I wish I could change about our family is that the color in my room is just the worst color I could ever have in my room.
What?
It's an icky brown color.
It is not an icky brown color.
I'm just kidding. But the thing I want to change about our family is to have conversations about the Bible more often.
Okay. That's constructive. Thank you. Like, we can try to work on that.
I know that what Charlotte said probably won't happen, but...
To go live at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might do it when I get older.
That's right.
Oh, your cat.
That's right.
You could
take that cat that you've been wanting to get, and you can go help live at the beach and help do ministry at the beach.
I could actually set up I could do it at the beach, but I could set up like when the dogs don't want to get in the water and they want to stay at the tent, so they don't
just drop them off with you?
Yeah.
You start a business? I love that. You're already thinking like an entrepreneur. Okay.
What's that?
Somebody who starts businesses. Is there anything that you find hard about Daddy working at a church?
We just don't get to see him a lot. We see him like 7 a.m. in the morning and 5 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I wish we could go to church more often, but we got to clean up the house and do all of our chores and then go to the church after we do our schoolwork, and sometimes that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Charlie, what do you think?
There's something really I'm like unhappy that you work here. I'm happy that you work here because you get to help people, like you spread the word with everyone, and you work with and you like take time with Jesus, and you then you come home and we sit down to eat, and we like and you share some of the things of Jesus.
Thank you, baby. That's very encouraging. Keller, is there anything hard about Daddy working at the church?
Anything's hard about the church. I need help like finding my bike and Mama needs help running my bike.
Yeah.
You
need me to be home more to help you learn how to ride your bike?
I'm like, why am I not fun?
Yeah.
Because Daddy's home. I'm like, I'm gonna punch him in.
You're gonna punch me in the head? Don't do that.
Like, yeah.
In the belly. Did you just toot? That was the chair, wasn't it?
Keller just learned how to ride his bike a couple weeks ago. It was crazy. He went flying. I did when I first got my bike.
Well, thank y'all for doing this with me. This was so fun. I hope everybody was encouraged by it. I love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. We will see you next time on another episode of Equipped.